Would you guys rather fight one $6 million man or $6 million $1 men?
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey!
Well, Grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched. My name's Morgan and this is the podcast where we watch the first episode of a TV series and then the very last episode of that TV series and just try and figure out what happened. Joining me to do this is my good friend and confidant, Mr. Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, how are you?
Confidant?
Yeah.
Okay. You confide in me?
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of secrets about you.
Exactly.
That I could air.
You could air them.
By this podcast.
You could.
I think we might do a special one-off episode where we just air Morgan's dirty laundry.
Yeah. Confessional.
All the skeletons in the closet.
Yeah.
A lot of murders on my hands.
A roast.
Yeah.
Do people still do roasts?
Yeah. Except we'll just be revealing all the illegal activity.
Hosted by Kevin Hart.
Can we get someone else?
Like, gotta be Kevin Hart.
Really? Kevin Hart?
He's the only one that does it.
Exactly.
I'd prefer Kevin James, but...
he'll be on the panel, but he won't be hosting.
Oh, good. He will be.
That's he doesn't host.
Okay, good.
It's in his contract.
Okay. Also joining Jeremy and I to do this is my good friend Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great, Morgan. Jez, I thought that was just from your role as Morgan's priest, him coming to confessional and confiding in you. I don't think you can spill that on a comedy roast.
That's
true. Might be kicked out of the clergy.
Is some sort of oath that they take? Hippocratic oath? That's doctors.
you can be both.
I mean, I'm also his doctor.
Yeah.
So you're
I'm a licensed physician.
You're a priest, doctor, lawyer.
Yeah.
So do they sort of like...
just for you.
Do they cancel
everything?
They cancel each other out? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I can...
Because you're his lawyer his hands are clean. And you're his priest. So
exactly.
It's like,
I can...
kind of say whatever you want.
I can get myself out of the legal bind that will ensue.
Yeah.
Excellent.
100% will ensue.
So you can defend yourself in the court of law.
In the court of law, yeah.
And also perform surgery on yourself.
Yeah.
In a court
of
law.
I do often. How do you think I got this third arm?
There's no kind of third arm. I was going to come up with some sort of joke for you, Scott, but I don't have
one. So
Scott, welcome.
Welcome
to the program.
Third
arm of the podcast.
The third arm of the... That's me.
Yeah.
The listeners can probably hear you a little more clearly this week because beardless, Scott.
Yeah, I don't have to speak through all the hair.
It was
very clean shaven.
Could barely see you through all
that. Did you shave it off or did you just like clean wax it off?
Waxed it off in one go.
He waxed off the last 15 years of your life.
He willed it off. A sheer force of will, the hair just fell off his face.
Puberty, that's gone. Yeah.
What does it sound like? What does shaving sound like? We might have a graphic for that. Or a graphic or a sound?
Yeah, we've got a graphic.
Some sort of like...
That sounds about right.
I mean, that's how I shave. I don't know how you guys shave. But
slow motion and...
Yeah, yeah.
Really quick strokes, but it's all done in slow motion.
To make it look like I'm doing it really quickly.
Excellent. Well...
Is this the... So we're $6 million man.
Yeah, we're segueing to that.
For those who have seen the show, that sound might be familiar. Probably not.
Popular amongst our demographic.
Mid
70s sci-fi was big.
Is this the oldest show we've done? Or was Happy Days?
Happy Days would have been, surely.
Was that 60s?
No, I don't think Happy Days.
No, Happy Days is a bit after 60s.
No, I'm pretty sure Happy Days is late 70s.
Well, they both started in 74.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yep.
It showed its age.
Sure did.
My God, it did.
It has not aged well.
But tell you what ages
for many reasons.
Particularly poorly is old sci-fi. Like old Happy Days, you know, age fine enough because they're not relying on technology as a bit of a crutch.
For the font is timeless.
Plot device. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Font is timeless. But just getting like printouts of stuff and all their computers.
Mm.
I'm doing air quotes right now.
When it's based on the technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that
very out of
spending $6 million on like a government project is astronomical.
Whereas that's a nice home in suburban Melbourne.
They spend that to like tidy up nature strips these days. I think even $6 billion now wouldn't sort of have the same...
No.
Like it wouldn't have the same... wouldn't have the shock value. Yeah, it'd have to be $6 trillion, I think.
I would like to bring up something I was looking at. As always, we rely pretty heavily on IMDb, but I was looking up goofs and and errors in this. And I'll tell you what, there's some guy who's got a fair axe to grind with this show. So there's only errors made by character, and then there's plot holes. So one of the errors made by character is that Steve Austin's bionic abilities are supposed to be kept secret. Yet in several episodes, he freely reveals it to people and by demonstrating or telling them.
Yeah.
Why do they need to be secret, though?
Because it's a government secret government project.
Yeah, secret government project.
They really don't keep it under wraps well at all.
No. He's just out there.
Well, Yeah. I mean, but what do they really expect? Like, he has to use his ability.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, that man can just run 60 miles an hour because he's really fast.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm. In flares, no less.
Very tight pants.
And a safari shirt that's unbuttoned to the navel.
The plot hole that's listed here, and these are the only two things in Goofs, is although Austin's legs and right arm is bionic, nothing was done to reinforce his back and spine. As a result, most of the displays of bionic strength, lifting and throwing heavy objects, would either be impossible or would have caused crippling, if not fatal, injury.
Mm. So I agree with that. The physics don't really make sense.
No, like the way he pushes a tank and... let's not even get stuck into the using of a piece of concrete to blow up a van.
Oh, yeah. But we'll, it was like a javelin.
Yeah, we should just...
What did that sound like?
I think it sounded something a little bit like this.
That sounds about right. Yeah. That sounds like a van exploding.
Do the characters hear that sound? Like, does he make that? The part of the bionics turning on, is that?
I think so.
Or is it just? I don't know why they need an audio cue to sort of signify to the viewers when he's using his bionic powers.
Mm. Should we just assume he can do stuff?
Yeah, like you kind of. That's the whole premise.
Yeah, that said, it adds a lot to the show.
It does.
It's the only thing that I knew about this show.
Yeah.
Really.
What did you guys know anything else about apart from the sound?
So you knew the sound. How did you know the sound?
It's just etched into my memory at some point in my life.
From anything in particular? From watching the show? Or just?
I actually don't remember.
Are you yourself a...
I could be when I do like everyday activities, that sound does play inside my head.
Okay.
So,
well, maybe you are bionic.
I could be a bionic man.
I think, Aaron, I know definitely you will know. Mm-hmm. I know this purely because of The Simpsons.
Most things we know.
Exactly. Yeah, all pop culture knowledge. So if we can just roll that clip.
Hello, Marge. I'm Lee Majors. Will you come away with me?
Sure. I've got to stop fantasizing about Lee Majors. Oh, one more.
So yeah, my experience of this is just Marge's obsession with Lee Majors in that one episode of The Simpsons.
My favorite part about that is because he's just the most ridiculous man to fantasize about. He's so average. He's just so plain looking. He's so bland.
We were talking about
even his powers are garbage.
Yeah. We were talking about this, and there's some sort of because the Hoff, I think, falls into a similar vein of they're not really handsome, but they're just really masculine.
Yeah,
and I think.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
Lee Majors is that masculine.
He's large.
Seen the hair on that chest?
He seems like he's just an everyman.
Yeah, but he's like he's a no. But, Hoff, and they're just
snappy.
I feel like Hoff has a bit more bravado,
snappy dresses,
more pizzazz. They both do love flares.
Tight pants. They love flares. Yeah,
really tight in the crotch, very loose around the ankles. That was the style.
Yeah. Do you think he stuffed
the crotch?
Yeah,
bionic stuff.
Oh, maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe they don't. Bionic. It's an erection. He's not anything really to write home about, but
no.
I don't know.
No.
I guess he can sort of toss boulders around and jump up like one or two stories. So, you know.
It's got me beat.
If that doesn't get...
This is true. I can't do anything.
If you're going to arm wrestle him, though, just get his left.
Yeah.
His left or his right?
The
non-bionic.
The one that doesn't make the sound.
Yeah. His left. That's the regular one.
You could beat him in the left arm. Arm wrestle, so that's right.
But you got one on him. Watch his right. That's when you're in trouble.
Also, the other thing is, you know, in the '70s, men were a lot shorter, so he looks big and imposing, but he's probably like 5'6". So
I was going to say he doesn't look that tall.
No, and I reckon he's got some heeled boots under those flares.
You reckon?
Yep,
sure. Big time.
Bought them from the In-Flight magazine.
I think we should probably, before we get too far into the show, maybe jump into episode one.
Let's go for it. Taking place after one film and two telemovies, the $6 million man himself hits the ground running. Steve Austin, not to be confused with Stone Cold, is an ex-astronaut who has been bionically enhanced with two bionic legs, a bionic arm, and a bionic eye.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
So when the entire population of a small town in Middle America is seemingly killed simultaneously, there's only one man for the job. A former government-employed scientist turns out to be behind the attack, demanding $10 million or else he'll strike again.
Don't treat me like a 12-year-old, Mr. Austin. Goldman sent you here to stall. He's stalling because he thinks I can't pull it off. Now, isn't that the truth?
Over the course of the episode, Steve subtly uses his superhuman strength to MacGyver himself out of situations and thwart the terrorists. whilst, of course, garnering the attention of an attractive female doctor.
And that's the end of your curiosity?
My medical curiosity.
You know, I just ran that through my computer.
And?
I like the readout.
I did notice a little bit in this show, though. Everything that Goldman would just tell him, don't do that, and he would just do it
and
anyway.
And he'd just go and do it.
Yeah. So Goldman is the...
Oscar the guy. He's like the I don't know, whoever
he's running the show.
Yeah, the commanding officer of his unit, which is just Steve.
Do you think maybe this is a bit of reverse psychology? Because he knows if he tells him to do something, he won't do it. So he's like, don't go out there and help those people. Yeah. Don't, well, you know?
Why did they create him, though, if not to... use his powers? I don't get it.
Well, maybe he's just like a very unagreeable fellow.
Are they worried? Were they worried about sort of breaking him? Like, do they only want to use him in the right sort of scenario? Like, well,
right,
we
like
probably shouldn't send
approved
him in,
scenarios.
Yeah, we shouldn't send him in here because, you know, it's a waste of his powers. And what if something bad happens? We need him to go like take down the Russians. Obviously, like, that's implied what he was built for.
And why do they? Yeah. Why do they only build one of him? Well, when you build,
maybe they're
they ran out. They ran out of money.
Oh, that's all the money.
That's all the. Well, they do say in
the 1974, that was America's GDP was about 6.5 million.
They did say in the, not to skip ahead too far to the finale, but they do talk about their budgets a fair bit. Like, oh, budgets are real tight. So clearly $6 million.
There's a real budget theme in this show.
Yeah.
Do you realize that for 1/6 of your cost, they could have had my weapons system perfected?
That's not something that makes for good watching, you know. I don't care about the budget limitations of the Russian Secret Service.
Yeah, and I don't
didn't want to go too outlandish. $6 million—that's the max.
I don't get why, like, it's such a point of like $6 million. Like, somebody asks, like, how much did they spend on you? It's like $6 million. Why do you even know? Like, what's the point?
Just say I'm a bionic man.
I'm a bionic man. That's all you need to know.
That's the main thing.
But I'm not supposed to tell anyone, so don't tell anyone.
Unsurprisingly, I cost a lot of money, but.
But it's only, not that much money. Only his legs and one arm is bionic. And oh, and his eyes, he's got a bionic eye as well.
Yeah, 20 times zoom.
Was it exactly 6 million? Or was it like 6 million and change? Or was it like 5,680,000?
Well, maybe
$246 and they just rounded up to make it sound more impressive.
Maybe it was just like 200 grand and he's skimming off the top. Because he's really not that impressive.
He really isn't. He's got the jump. That's about it. Like,
he can see stuff.
He's got a javelin throw.
He can run pretty fast.
Yeah. But so. Most of the stuff he does is just like bending pipes. That's his, his main jam.
That happened probably 7 times in that first episode. Was like, but
he gets locked in a freezer. Well, just tries to bend pipe out of
that's
there.
That's a weird scene.
Yeah. That's and electricity's one weakness is cold.
So we probably should go back and talk about that. The weapon that took down the town. That sonic weapon that he was like an old researcher who had been developing a sonic weapon that the army screwed out of.
But they didn't give him enough funding.
What would you prefer? The $6 million man or
the sonic weapon?
Yeah.
Laser to
sonic weapon.
Yeah, sonic weapon's pretty handy.
It seemed pretty effective.
Yeah.
Very effective. Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes of that first episode was definitely when the old guy goes up to like the just like that military sergeant.
Oh, and
just basically just go, oh, what's going on? And the guy just tells him everything.
He tells him everything. Yeah. Oh, who's that guy over there?
Oh, I was just wondering. That civilian I've seen, he seems to pull a lot of weight around here.
Oh, Steve Austin? Yes, he works for one of those super agencies in Washington.
Oh? Which one?
I'm not sure. A fellow named Oscar Goldman's his boss.
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah. It's just like, I know, obviously, he's the bad guy, but even if he's not, why the military just him? Why are they just letting
this
random
would be
people
the
walk
most
in?
Top secret shit ever?
Exactly, an entire town has been essentially killed, and you're just letting anyone walk and go, oh, so what's going on here? Oh, some sonic weapons killed all these people. It's pretty scary shit.
So he teams up with some sort of psychologist, right? Some special scientist woman,
a lady doctor.
She's a lady doctor.
And they the part of their plan to find out what's going on is a special psychic trick where you take someone's mind back to the event and run them through it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get some old...
What's it called? Narcosynthesis?
Yeah, that sounds...
Which
is
a thing. Right.
Is it?
It's an actual thing, yeah. Okay. Mm. Sounded like bullshit, but...
You looked it up?
Yeah.
So they get some old guy from the town, like old Bill or something, runs the local shopkeeper, and they take him back through it and just wigs out and gets a gun. And he's like, make it stop!
How did they not think that was going to go badly?
And then Lee Majors... the way that he like diffuses the situation is he just uses his powers to jump
leaps at him and knocks the pain right out of him.
He could have cut the guy in half with his bionic arms.
Because he didn't even like, but you don't even you just run over to him. Why do you need to jump at him?
You don't need to. Yeah, he doesn't need the powers, and also the powers aren't very good.
No, he's just trying to use them as much as possible, I guess, to try and impress women. It seems like that's what it comes down to.
What was his plan when he went and confronted the evil dudes? He just kind of rocked up because they had the town at ransom, but he rocked up in a van with no money. And then they just knocked him out and kidnapped him.
Yeah.
He didn't really have any game plan.
No.
He just got knocked out and then wakes up in a freezer.
But
he could have easily died.
In both episodes, he has no plan.
He just
kind of turns up in flares and just we'll see what happens.
Yeah. just roll with the punches. Yeah.
I did love how after they knocked him out, when they're trying to bring him to chuck him in the freezer, the main dude says to his henchman, "You hit him too hard. There's no pulse."
Hollister, you hit him too hard. There's no pulse.
Like it's happened before.
Yeah.
Every time.
I loved how patronizing that the main bad dude was to Steve Austin. I can't remember what he was doing, but I think it was when he was putting him into the freezer.
Mm.
He was just mocking him and he said,
"Imagine an operation manual for a man."
Shut the door on him.
He was really like getting emasculated the whole episode.
Yeah.
The lady doctor was really just like getting at him with a bunch of questions. Just,
yeah.
"No, I don't want to talk about it. I'm just a man, all right? I just want to be a man."
The joke's on him though, because he, I don't know, like he pulls some pipes off the wall and then somehow.
Yeah, fashions some flamethrower.
Yeah, and like cuts but through the
He does spend
door.
About half an hour just shivering and he's covered in just, frost.
Yeah. I just, that's what
the
I
guy's a dumb.
Yeah. Like,
Why did he need to wait that long? If he kind of knew it was all there, why didn't he just do it straight away?
They should have
manufactured tension.
They should have had a more rigorous selection process than just this guy almost died, so we should invest all this money in him. Like, get someone who's going to make the most of the powers, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Not just a guy's going
to. Well, he clearly like suffered severe brain damage in the crash that was irreparable. Yeah. But they're like, well, I mean, we've got these two bionic legs and this one bionic arm, so.
Spare six mil.
Got to put him somewhere.
What happened to his eye? Because the rest of his face is fine.
Mm.
Bit of shrapnel just flew straight in his eye.
I guess so.
It could have still been good. They just popped it out.
Really?
Just pop it out. Put a bionic one.
Wouldn't you prefer to have a bionic eye?
A singular bionic. I reckon it'd throw you off. Can you imagine if one was 20 times zoom and one was normal?
I guess you could close one and then just.
What I don't kind of get, why is there like a sight, like a target on the eye? Like, what's the purpose of that? You know how there's a little.
Yeah, because the other one's actually a laser beam. The other eye, so I don't know, but I assume it is.
How do you know what you're looking at? I've got a crosshair in the middle of my eye.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Just tattooed it onto your retina.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, how do you know what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Could be anywhere.
Definitely not looking at it, so.
You're like,
doesn't make any sense.
Otherwise, you're like Steve Buscemi from Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, my eyes are just pointing in
multiple directions.
How'd you feel about one of the actors' names, Morgan? Richard Anderson?
I didn't see that.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I
saw that.
Who was that?
What was his name? The main dude, his commanding officer.
Oscar Goldman.
Goldman.
Yeah, Goldman.
Oh, yeah, Richard Anderson. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. There is little flavors of MacGyver in this show. Just little bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely MacGyver's his way out.
Of the freezer.
More MacGyvering than Bionic Manning.
Yeah, which is a problem.
Yeah.
A big problem.
What are the examples of the Bionic Manning in the first episode? Does he jump at all? Or
he leaps forward.
Yeah, he leaps
to tackle the.
He does some fast running. So apparently, he can run 60 miles an hour.
Pretty good.
Really fast.
That's it for Harry.
Imagine if he tripped over.
Yeah,
his body would just be torn to shreds.
Yeah, well, that's like the thing with the back, like the inconsistency. Yeah. Like, there's so many ways in which he could just absolutely destroy himself.
Yeah,
and I do not trust him to.
Like, are his hips bionic? Must be.
It'd have to be.
It'd have to be built out of like.
Where does it stop?
Yeah, because if it's just like a bionic. Has he got like lower leg onto a regular knee? Yeah.
Bionic.
That leg's moving fast. Yeah. Knee's ripped right out.
Bionic cartilage.
I guess so.
I'm thinking. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does it?
Whoever was nitpicking had some merit in their nitpicking.
Yeah, I can see why they did. Don't think there's much more to be said about that first episode. Do we want to tackle the last episode? The final installment of The $6 Million Man has Steve Austin sent to recover some stolen missiles from an international terrorist, Santos. Meanwhile, the Russians have sent an agent, Andrea, to recover a remote missile launcher.
one of our most valuable military devices. So naturally, I assign our most valuable operative to get it back.
After some incredibly disjointed scenes, Austin's CO, Goldman, and the Russian commander broker a deal for Austin and Andrea to work together. The two grow closer on the mission and begin to fall in love, unsurprisingly.
All night, just the two of us, and nothing to do.
Well, we'll have to think of something, won't we?
I already have.
When Austin and Andrea eventually catch up with Santos, they find that Simeon, the Russian commander, is behind the terror plot. In another twist, he tells Andrea that Austin is responsible for her father's death.
Steve?
It's in the official file.
Steve?
Despite this reveal, Andrea chooses to spare Austin's life, and the two arrest the Russian commander. I got so many bones to pick.
Thus ends
with this
$6 million
episode.
Man.
They
certainly didn't spend $6 million on the actors that they got for this episode.
My God.
That is for sure.
It was like the weakest opening line to come in on.
The latest top secret version of our launcher, codename Mountain, stolen from one of our so-called allies.
It's terrible.
She's really battling.
It is terrible.
I couldn't find the actress on IMDb, but does anyone know?
She's been in like three things.
I looked her up. Okay. She was in
her bio doesn't say where she's from.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's not
Russia. It didn't say. She was in a blaxploitation film with Isaac Hayes.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
Okay,
yeah, that's
from like 4 years earlier.
That's pretty much that's it.
Yeah,
it's really bad. And
did they not pay for actors?
The terrorists as well are terrible.
Yeah, and Simeon's right hand man,
really weird.
He had like a weird like British accent almost.
Yeah, very weird eyes.
All the same.
Like an off-brand Hugh Grant.
I do not like it. She is too soft, full of humanitarianism.
Yeah.
All the scenes where Simeon's on the phone, he's just kind of looming in the background, standing over his shoulder. Yeah. Just like,
it's like they just let the actors do whatever they want.
Yeah.
No direction whatsoever.
No direction. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just leave the camera rolling for like long periods of time for them to like do. It's like just even the scene where Andrea's like walking down the street into the hotel. It's like a really long, long shot of just that. And it's like, this kind of wasn't necessary.
Why are we watching this?
And like the tank rolling out just goes on for way too long. It's like a 2-minute shot of just the tank driving and no dialogue in the background or anything.
I think it's like...
it's just really bizarrely disjointed.
I think maybe it's like the shot of like rolling the tank out. It's like something that like takes a lot of effort to actually go and shoot. So they're like, well, we better use a lot of
Make the most of it. This is the most expensive scene of the episode.
Yeah, because we had to get the tank in here.
The tank getting shot with the missile, they use like weird found footage.
Yeah.
It looks like footage from, you know, when you see like a UFO sighting, it's really blurry and you can't really make out what's going on. They've opted for that. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
God. And the other, so speaking of bizarrely long shots, when Lee's on the case, Steve Austin, sorry, and he's first stops some like cabin in the woods for some reason. And like the shots of him walking towards it just go on forever as well. Just him like sort of hiking in his flared pants through the...
Not ideal hiking gear at all. No. And it's not very clear where they are.
Yeah,
either.
Or what he's doing, where he's going. Like, there's
it's
no,
all very confusing.
It is. And then she's in the cabin dressed as like a...
Milkmaid or something.
Yeah. And just...
I think... I don't know if it's like a... I don't know if it's a sign of the age of the show, but
I reckon
like,
they had a two-page script and they didn't... actually hire any professional actors. Like, let's just see what happens.
It's just it's the worst put together show that we've seen.
Yep.
Like, hands down. Oh, like, it's just every part of it is like, the acting's bad, the directing's bad, the editing's bad. But the last
still wasn't
was
great,
just,
but yeah, the last episode.
The last episode was, oh my God, I was furious.
Yeah.
Absolutely furious.
They spent most of the budget on Goldman's tanning salon.
Yeah.
Holy you guys notice how brown he was?
Yeah. And
like,
every,
he's
saying, every
he lifts
scene,
up his hands and you can see the difference in the...
Oh, really?
I was just such a deep
skin
bronze.
I was very surprised that he wasn't wearing a pair of Robert Vaughn's, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, he was prime for that.
He's got going to say those weird tiny tanning goggles. Still got them on.
So in between scenes, he's in the job of the tanning bed.
I think he had Robert Vaughn's in the first episode. Or they were just... But they weren't yellow tinted, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. They're definitely aviators.
Aviator glasses.
That scene though, where Austin rolls into the cabin and she and Andrea, she's dressed as the milkmaid and she's in there, is the most unnatural interaction I've ever seen in my life.
Are you here often?
I come in every day to clean up a bit and to milk the cow.
Then you were here yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, yes. And then he's asking like very strange questions. And yes.
Looking around, and finds a little sticker, and then she freaks out that he found the sticker, so she stabs him with some sort of nerve agent. Some knocks him
poison
out.
Push pop.
It's all very bad. But I think that the highlight scene of the whole episode, though, is definitely when the tank explodes and there's that huge chunk of metal flying at the at the observers.
And he parries it with his forearm. And then all of the army guys get up from behind the Jeep and like, wow, how did that not hit us? It was coming right for us. But they, I don't know, somehow they didn't see him.
Just stand up and just, batted away with his forearm.
Did the noise play when he did that?
One of those ones?
One of the...
So many subtle variations in the bionic noise.
The other great one was when they were... He spotted the terrorist on top of a cliff.
Yeah.
And he leapt up about 20 meters.
But the terrorist... I don't know. I was saying this to Morgan. I don't know what he's going to do because he's not going to be able to get down from that cliff. And his only weapon is like a pickaxe. What are you going to do? Throw it at them?
Great arm. Some sort of bionic throwing arm.
But yeah, he leaps what would be 20
meters. It was good to see the jump in action.
Yeah, like, but it was just so jump. Poorly done. Like, you could see him do a tiny little jump that he clearly got about a foot and a half off the ground, and he's on his way down.
Yeah.
As then it just cuts, and he's just like, right.
It's so bad.
And sneaks up behind the guy, and he swings his axe at him, and it just bends around his leg. And then the other thing, I was saying this to Morgan, he comes back to meet up with the Russian agent. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's a guy who's tried to ambush us, one of the terrorist men. He's like, I tied him up and left him up there. Just die alone in the woods.
Just pretty sure wolves will come for him.
So Santos is supposed to be some sort of international wheeler dealer terrorist type guy.
Mm.
Very underwhelming.
Yeah, just like a red turtleneck or a leather jacket.
Yeah.
He's got three henchmen.
And his one weakness is tiny net that gets thrown.
Oh, my God. We the have to put so up... Good. Yeah, I'm going to make some sort of gif or something for that because, Christ almighty, that net.
Their whole scene...
Oh, I forgot about the net.
So the way that they follow the plan
is... It's like
something
out of like Batman or something. Like,
it really is.
And like Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
They have this terrible MacGyver sort of thing where he like puts gunpowder in little bits of paper. And some firecrackers go off. I don't know what they're meant to do because they're not meant to scare the horse, apparently.
Well, it was to make the terrorists think that there was some other
gunfire.
Yeah. Gunfire. So they freaked out, obviously.
And she
dropped the guns.
Yeah.
She gets on the horse and rides it into two of the terrorists.
Knocking them out cold.
Knocking them, basically killing them.
Yeah.
And he throws a tiny net on the other two and then it's like they're... And these are international terrorists.
They both just completely they fall over as soon as it hits them, like
completely immobilized.
It's like 20 seconds spent like somewhere else, and then like they just get up. Like they've spent. Did he throw 30 seconds trying to get out of this fucking net?
Did he throw it with a bionic arm though? Because he could have really winged that at him.
That would hurt.
It kind of whip you in the face, but you wouldn't fall over.
I don't know. You've never had a net thrown at you with a bionic arm?
No, I haven't.
Not really using it as a net as such.
The time is just calculated differently here, because in that space where he throws a net on them, they go down, they're stuck under the net, even though it's only like sort of covering the like half their torso. Didn't even really get all of them. Simeon, the Russian commander, just appears from behind the barn, like, which kind of begs the question again: where are they?
Yeah, why does he need to be there?
Yeah, it's very strange.
Really explain it.
Between steps in the operation, Steve Austin keeps going back to headquarters, which I assume are in America.
Yeah.
But they've got a bunch of international flags in the office.
It'll be like an embassy.
Yeah. So, and then the Russian agent, she's going back to Russia because they keep showing the Kremlin.
Yeah.
And is it all taking place in Switzerland or something?
Yeah, I think so.
So they're just like, it's just all these weird jumps between scenes that like they just, I guess, cram, you know, days worth of travel or something into...
Like, if you just want to do that,
really
just put them in the
it's
same
so
place. Like,
herky-jerky, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to have them. Like, I know they want a shot of the Kremlin.
And then the Russian guy appears, like, they're out in the mountains for two nights or something. And the Russian guy's just there the next day as well. Like, it just doesn't... The timeline's just so obscure. None of it makes sense. And I don't know why they're in the mountains. There's no reason to be up there for two nights.
It's gone
on a hike.
For the romance.
And he's rolling, like... I was saying to Morgan, like, there's one point where she says to him, I don't know, you know, we've got nothing to do tonight. And she's like, I reckon I can think of something. And he's rolling like a cigarette out of the gunpowder. So he's going to get blasted on
gunpowder cigarettes.
Smoke some gunpowder and just drill her with his bionic dick. It's real. Yeah. It's good old fashioned courtship.
That whole romance.
People say romance is dead.
It's so redundant. But it was like as soon as she appears at the start, you're like, well, obviously this is obviously happening.
First the lady doctor, and now the
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So no one can resist his flared pants and unbuttoned shirts.
Exactly. I did want to just quickly go back to that scene with the terrorists and how the Russian commander, when he has the gun whipped out of his hands, and then he tries to make the escape, and there's a clear road, a completely clear road, and then a pretty narrow gap where the tank is. And he just spins around and drives at the tank, and Steve just gently pushes the tank in front of him, and then he's stuck. It's the worst. It's just
so easily foiled. Yeah. Again, their plans are just paper thin.
But he didn't even need to be there. He could have just
that's not his job.
Exactly. Yeah. All he needed was fund the thing, collect the money, never get involved. It's fine. He could have gotten away with it all.
Mm-hmm. But
why did he need her to kill Steve?
Anyone could have shot Steve at any time. Exactly.
But she had the magic sort of
Trigger words,
which seemed to just be, he killed your dad.
They weren't real trigger words, were they?
You pick the agent that refuses to kill people, but he can turn her at the right moment.
Just such pick a one bad that plan. Can kill people.
Exactly.
You just want him dead, right? Yeah, it's got a real weird, James Bondy sort of feel to it.
Mm. Yeah.
D-grade James Bond.
Yeah. My God, I'm sick of these shows with this, James Bond, get the girl storyline.
Yeah.
I think we've seen one too many of them because they're really rubbing me the wrong way.
MacGyver was the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's just because they're in close proximity, but...
Yeah. He was a real pig. When he was talking about...
Just not...
She was talking about what she did growing up. She was like, I wanted to play ice hockey, but I wasn't big enough. So I decided to get into horse riding. And he's like...
That sounds a little bit more feminine.
Yeah.
Really progressively majors.
Yeah. God damn.
Not surprising though.
No,
it is the mid-1970s. So, I kind of want to tip.
So
in this.
Wait, before we. So the one thing we haven't explained about the final scene where they crack the terrorist plot is for some reason they're dressed in native Swiss garb. Like he's got a little.
Yeah, he's got that.
He's got a little neckerchief on and a little hat.
He looks with flowers in it.
Amazing.
Yeah, but where do they get these costumes from? Where do they get their horse and
Do you reckon they just kidnapped or I think they just killed some villagers.
Yeah. Tied them up, left them in their clothes. Yeah.
Wave them to the wolves.
I want to tip into speculation a little bit, and I have great news. There is a Bigfoot episode.
I saw this. Yeah. I saw this.
Really? There's a two-parter Bigfoot episode. Andre the Giant plays Bigfoot.
That's great.
Wow.
It just looks absurd.
Do you think this is one of the first Bigfoot episode sort of, because it seems like it's happening in a few shows.
Well, right? I think now I want to start marking this down. Every time we have a Sasquatch appear in a TV
Sasquatch
series,
we should.
I think it automatically goes up a point in IMDb.
What did this get, by the way?
7.1.
That's pretty
cool. That's surprisingly good for, it's better than I thought it would. I mean, I guess it's the sort of show that would have had a pretty strong fan base from back in the day. So.
And I feel like there'd be a lot of people who would be rating it that maybe watched back in the day but haven't seen it recently.
Yeah. No.
Bionic Man was good.
You could not revisit this show and watch it. That's one thing for sure. But in that big, back to that Bigfoot episode, it's a two-parter. In the second parter, there's aliens.
Oof.
Yeah, all right.
Space travelers. So this show got real weird.
Yeah.
Hang
on. When you say Andre the Giant played Bigfoot,
was it actually Bigfoot?
I've seen the pictures. It's not like the MacGyver Bigfoot, like with a dude wearing a mask.
In a costume,
They've
fights Sasquatch.
Yeah, they've, real Bigfoot. They've plastic surgery, Bigfoot plasty on Andre the Giant.
Okay.
That's something.
Mm. I want to watch a 12-minute supercut of that episode.
Yeah, I don't want to watch both because that's too much. But
Scott? No, I'm making it, I guess. It's going to end up better.
Yeah.
It's not difficult to make this show better.
Mm. Do you guys know what the titles of the movies are?
Yes. There's some crackers, for sure.
So the first... How many movies were there? Do we know?
There's one regular film, which I think is just $6 Million Man. Although maybe it's got a title after as well.
No, I think you're
right. Oh, that's just that one. And then there's two telemovies.
One being Wine, Women and War.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That seems like it would just be Steve Austin sitting by on a in like a smoking jacket with a cigar, swilling some brandy, just talking to just directly to the camera.
Retelling the story of how he...
Yeah. It's like a...
Recounting his conquests.
Lee Majors in an erotic life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I drilled her with my bionic dick.
he probably put some like, yeah.
Do you reckon it could have been all just a placebo effect? They just told him they invested $6 million to make him bionic.
That's way cheaper.
Yeah.
And they do want to save money.
Power of human thought.
Because this is an interesting little tidbit from the first episode. When he's like sprinting through the desert, his shirt gets really sweaty, except for his right arm.
Maybe that's all. Does it really? All in the mind,
yes. Yeah, it does.
I'm surprised they actually.
Oh, yeah, me too. That much attention. Fair play, $6 million man writers.
The first episode,
the
I think,
one thing they got right.
Yeah, the first episode they put some effort into, but I think clearly they just checked out by the end.
Mm. Yeah, no, I mean, much put in a jump.
Much the same. It was very much like Diagnosis Murder, where there was zero effort in that final episode.
Yeah.
The Russian agent got in a few. I don't think it was. There was an imperialist dog at one point.
Yep. There was a capitalist swine.
Capitalist swine as well, yeah.
And they did bond over their hate of the paper-pushing bureaucrats.
All bureaucrats are the same, living by their paper schedules in their paper worlds.
What's that even mean? Like Paper Mario, the game?
Kind of thought they might have actually just either died or like broken down at the end of each episode, and then they would have to rebuild them again. So it was like a $6 million project across the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
But he's only like, because they do it 100 times, it's just like 60 grand on each rebuild.
So maybe.
That's why it's just like really shoddy.
Every time they play the intro, it's a different
surgery.
We have to
rebuild it.
We have to rebuild. Damn it.
Again.
He would have.
I mean, we have the technology, but do we want to keep using it? It's not working.
Like he would have lost an arm or a leg at one point.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, upgrades.
He would have been upgraded every now and again.
He seemed to be jumping higher in the last episode. The first episode, it was like a horizontal leap of 3 or 4 meters.
Mm.
Not that impressive.
Yeah.
And then the last episode, he's...
So he's atomic powered?
He's got some sort of nuclear core.
Yeah.
They get
I reckon he would have had like a meltdown at some point.
They get a Geiger counter.
It's like leaking.
That's scary.
Yeah. I just do not trust him. It's too much concentrated power.
You think that's...
Forget about the money.
You wouldn't trust Lee Majors, that sort of, that power?
Absolutely not. The guy's a simpleton.
Yeah, he is. He's only using his powers to coerce women to have sex with. Should we use our special bionic powers to move this podcast into reboots?
To rebuild the show? We have the technology.
We have the creativity.
Scott, give us an audio cue, maybe. Yeah, that's funny.
I like that one.
I'll go quickly first because I don't really have much of a reboot. It's just more of a relay.
Spent less than $6 million on your reboot?
I did, actually. I spent $6.
What a waste. What are you going to do with the rest of it?
Well, you know, I'm going to embezzle the rest of it. We've taken it.
Okay. Cool.
I just think that first episode, you know, like you said, as when they kind of came in, it had legs, and I reckon you could have done something a bit fun with it. So I'd like to get that episode, that script, give to the Coen brothers and make a Coen brothers movie out of it. Just like a real sort of, I don't know, kind of like how their movies just don't really have a beginning or an end and just kind of...
No real point.
They just track along. It's like a bit of a...
It's like J.K. Simmons.
The journey.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So you don't...
I don't know.
So you don't necessarily it doesn't necessarily need to focus on Lee Majors at all. He's just kind of a part of it. It's like it's coincidental that they, we got a $6 million bionic man. Kind of hanging out. He doesn't really have much need to be here.
So you'd see the story through which characters?
Some
of the townspeople? There's a few townspeople that survived?
I have recast.
Okay.
So it would be done through the same characters. So the evil guys. So the evil older guy would be Jeffrey Tambor Arrested Development. And he's like one of his henchmen. Two of them are irrelevant, but one that'll be a little more prominent will be Michael Cera. I just like that sort of connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Majors, you get Chris Pratt because you need someone with a bit of comedy edge.
What?
Yeah, just because it's a Coen Brothers film, so you want it to be a little bit fun, a little bit tongue in cheek.
I can't imagine that I'd ever see Pratt in a Coen Brothers film. It could happen.
What's his chest hair situation like?
We can
rebuild him.
Implants, exactly. We've got $6 million to spend in this film.
Minus that $6.
The just that like colonel, the military guy that was kicking around. I'd get Nick Offerman to play him.
Okay.
The doctor, which I can't remember her name, I'd get Vera.
Lady Doctor.
Get Vera Farmiga from The Departed, the psychiatrist.
I haven't seen The Departed in a while.
Don't remember it well enough.
Have you seen
The Conjuring?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like horror movies.
Yeah, what about it?
She's the main person out of that.
How'd you cope with $6 million
married to Patrick Wilson?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I can see the for most of it. Shut my eyes during the scary scenes.
And then lastly, for Oscar, I'd get Richard Jenkins.
I love Richard Jenkins.
I'm a big Richard Jenkins fan.
Man, I love
Father
Richard Jenkins.
Father of Josh Jenkins?
Yes.
He does well in a Coen Brothers film.
He does do well in a Coen Brothers film, which is why I got him. Which so I just get those people.
I'd watch that.
Redo it and you get to have a bit of fun.
I'd definitely watch it.
Make it a little...
Good name?
No.
I did like Population Zero.
Yeah,
Population Zero.
That's a good episode.
Wait, what's happening?
So the episode name came up for the first one. Did it come up for the last episode?
I believe it did.
Moving Mountain.
Yeah.
It was a tank covered in hay bales.
It was hardly a mountain.
Why are they covered
as well?
In hay bales? It's just a moving like giant block of hay bales. That's not even. It's so noticeable.
I know. But it was like 3 meters tall. It's hardly a mountain.
Yeah.
It's not impressive technology in the 70s, I would have thought.
It's got a bionic man.
Yeah,
it's a tank. It's just a tank.
Let's just call it...
Tanks are a spade.
Exactly. Let's not pretend like it's some sort of moving mountain. Anyway, we'll call it that. Population Zero.
Nice.
And I wouldn't call him Steve Austin. I would change the main character, like Steve Austin's name, to Lee Majors. I just like that.
Cut out the middleman.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a better name.
It is.
It is a good name.
It's a very good name.
Stone Cold's kind of made it his own.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Who's actually Steve Anderson? Turns out that he's not Steve Austin at all.
Stone Cold.
What? Yeah, his name's Steve Anderson.
Did he ever do like a $6 million man? Like when he did a wrestling move, did they play the sound? When he's jumping off the ropes off
the tombstone.
Somebody's definitely done that at some point. Stone or made
Cold,
a joke about that.
Stone Cold didn't do the Tombstone, Morgan.
Idiot.
God.
Is that the Undertaker?
Yeah, of course it's the Undertaker.
I once saw Aaron Tombstone a guy on the footy field. It was awesome.
I did do that.
Yeah. Aaron killed a guy?
It was in national water, so we couldn't convict him.
Yeah.
You're playing in some sort of water... Like
it was a cage
water
match.
World.
Yeah, we play in like a water world every now and then.
I got the championship belt.
Exactly.
A crazy games. So you should go sometime.
It's pretty intense. Like, a lot of guys don't come back.
The one I went to yesterday was pretty routine. It was just like a suburban footy oval.
Yeah, I know. But
I obviously picked the wrong week. Yeah. I should check the away fixtures.
Next time I'll tag you and be ready.
Playing in Kevin Costner's water world.
Abe, you got one for us?
I do indeed. So I'm taking $6 Million Man, bit of a different direction. It's not so much, it's not really related to the Bionic Man as such. Just going to do like a satirical comedy where people, as you work for longer and longer in a job, you kind of become the machines of that profession, but just in a really mundane way. So office workers will sort of become like half photocopiers. like builders will become like half power sanders and just like takes you over. So once you like start out the job, you like start out as a normal person. And then as you get older and older, you just
What
like,
does a half photocopier person look like?
You just like, if you like open your chest, you've got like the glass
bit.
There. Okay. And you just like put the thing as...
And then like out of your mouth comes
so you have to like dry it out.
Saliva.
All the desks have like lines to dry all the paper around it.
Okay. Yeah.
So it just like slowly turns you into the machines over the course of your career. And you just like kind of follow one person's struggle as they try to break out of the regular working life.
Sounds super depressing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So I've got, do you know Laura Linney?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, the wife from The Truman Show. She's going to play the main character. And as her like...
Yeah, welcome to the podcast, Laura Linney. I think this might be her first time getting
cast. Yeah, she's never been cast before.
Mm.
Good on her. That's a real notch on her belt.
What an achievement. Got Academy Award means nothing.
Another first timer to play her like stuck-up smug boss, who's like kind of a Gary Cole type from Office Space.
Mm.
I'll get Banya from Seinfeld.
Mm.
Trying to think of the smuggest person I could... I know. It's called Company Men.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it. I like everything about it. It's kind of disturbing, though.
Mm.
A little bit,
It's
kind of like the Lobster.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
It's a bit like The Lobster.
So
stealing my idea.
So you, Morgan, you become like half like brew tank.
I was going to say,
Jez, I don't know what you do.
Repossesses
half a computer, I guess.
Yeah.
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 It's got you mostly like soundboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can only speak by pressing buttons on your chest.
Mm.
I mean, you would
that's fun.
Also, you can just be half computer as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, in like a way, that is a computer. Plastic bag.
So I assume I'd just be just drunk off my ass constantly because I've just got beer fermenting inside me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just pull on like a tap on you and it just comes out of your mouth.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you're at the bar serving people and they'll be like...
I think it'd be more disturbing.
Have an oatmeal stout and then you just... into a glass and give it to them.
It's a good head on that.
Ooh.
You're like, so one nostril could be one tap, another could be the other, and then your mouth.
An ear each, yeah. Every orifice, really.
Yeah. That keg's running dry.
And the brown owl.
Just change your whole...
We all know where the brown owl comes from. And probably the sour.
Change your whole torso for the keg.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's very disturbing. It's all very disturbing.
This is where I wish that we had a consistent person doing fan art. Because that'd be great.
Mm. I'd either be that or half a car, because I spend a lot of time in the car.
Mm. Can someone do fan art for us?
Yeah.
We did get Stiegel Eagleberg.
We got
Stiegel Eagleberg.
Yeah. Commission another one.
Yeah. Yeah. If any of our
open request.
6 or 7 listeners can handy with a pencil, then
even if you're not, give it a crack.
Yeah. Morgan shitting beer is consider this a formal request.
We'll blow it up into an A1 poster and put it up at your work.
Yeah, that's
just right behind a bar.
This is a great idea.
Put it on your business cards.
On that note, Scott, we've got a review for us.
Your brownie.
I do. I just got a quick one. So I'd love to reboot this show as just like a really simple game. Do you know those, like dress up sort of like Barbie game things where they're like magnets on a fridge? So you get like a base of like a...
Yeah.
I remember seeing one. There was like a Bart Simpson one where you like put the put different the outfits on.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it's like that, sort of like the video game equivalent of that where like you maybe go on to... I'm imagining it's like advertised on the side of a cereal box. You go to the web address and then you like... click on and add things onto it. So this is a 2018 version of $6 Million Man, obviously adjusted for inflation. So that's going to be the $29.83 million man. So
doesn't sound as impressive.
No, it really, really doesn't. It really doesn't. So it's basically like one of the dress up games, except you get to pick which upgrades you're going to give him in the 21st century. So just like more things that are more applicable that could help him, fight crime and espionage and whatnot in today's day and age. So a couple of things I was thinking, maybe you could give him tank tracks for feet, or maybe a gun leg, or some Wild West eyeball technology.
What's that? Mm. What was that movie where she had a gun for a leg?
Planet Terror.
Planet Terror.
Yeah, the one.
I do like the Wild West eyeball.
Yeah. So you just get all the.
What does a Wild West eyeball look like?
I mean, it's not really what it looks like. It's what it does.
You can see ghosts.
Yeah, I think it's you can see. Oh, do you see into the past? No.
I don't know.
Nah, that's source code. No, they're not source code.
Deja vu.
From the movie Wild Wild West.
Yeah. Wild West.
You can see like the last few minutes of someone's
life.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But this has come up before on the show.
It has.
I got into an argument.
Everything that I just mentioned has come up in the show before. Yeah. Tank tracks for feet.
How have they gone for you with your crime fighting?
I mean,
more or less crime?
It takes more time to get places because you go slower.
I imagine people are pretty shocked when they see you.
It's more sturdy though.
Did you get those installed after our house got broken into?
It was a safety measure.
Yeah.
You do better safe than sorry.
Our insurance premium is lower.
Why would
if a resident has tank tracks?
So anyway, you can just upgrade them with whatever you want. You just drag it on, and then maybe print it out after you're done with it, and stick it up on your wall. You got a freshly upgraded Lee Majors.
Mm. How much does it cost again?
$29.83 million man.
Is it the low price of $29.83 million?
Yeah.
Would you
today's
guys,
economy? Yes.
Would you guys rather fight one $6 million man or $6 million $1 man?
$6 million $1 man, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even $6 million would still get
at
you
once?
A bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in today's money, I don't know what you'd. I don't know what sort of enhancements you'd like. So it would be the Lee Majors of. What are the $1 men like?
Well, I suppose they're like...
$6 million $1 men.
They also experienced pretty crippling injuries and they've each had a dollar spent to rebuild them.
So they're still dead.
Is that including like paying the doctors and everything? Because then you're just not going to get a doctor.
They did it pro bono.
Like, what are you gonna? So what? Like, stick so like a you, like a chocolate budget, egg on them? Like what?
Medical budget's $1. Here's a lollipop
for 6 million.
Jesus. Damn.
Yeah, $6 million, man.
This is like one of those weird cooking shows where you only get like $50 to cook for 300 people. Mm.
Yeah,
what can you do for $1?
Do I fight them one by one or all at once?
Oh, they're all coming at you.
And where are we fighting?
What does Jez get when he fights
the Alps?
Are they okay? Are they regular sized?
Yeah, they're regular, man. They're Lee Majors.
Oh, so they're all Lee Majors.
Yeah.
Like Lee Majors from then or but current Lee Majors?
I mean, Lee Majors from then.
I'd imagine most of them would just be missing three limbs and drag themselves around with one arm.
Plus $1.
Plus $1. Wherever you want to spend it.
All launching coins at you.
Yeah, or throwing $1 coins. Maybe the
that doesn't sound. Yeah, I'd rather one $6 million man. Because he doesn't seem very effective.
All he can kind of do is leap at me.
And he doesn't go in with a plan, so...
6 million men is a lot of
people. It's a lot of men. It's a small country.
It's more than Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Anyway, let's move away from reboots. And what have you got for the list of the IMDb list of the week, Aaron? Yeah. My favorite segment of this show.
This week, we have a list from Rolston 7. It was created in 2015.
Oh.
The list is called True Detective Season 3.
Oh, yes.
A new investigation, new crime. The description is, murder that happened in 1997, a diamond and platinum heist gone wrong. What is the connection? Heist successful in terms of stolen items, gang member killed, and identified no fingerprints.
Wait, why did they just cut a bunch of words?
Yeah. I'm way too distracted by the syntax.
You following? The crime will be shown in a series of flashbacks and present day, joining all the dots as who, what, why, when, and how. Location, Cincinnati. Season, winter to spring.
Ooh.
10 episodes.
I like the detail.
The tagline, money, power, corruption.
Broad?
Very broad.
Cast.
So, Lee Majors gets a run.
Really?
As mayor to the city, who family owns the half city, similar to Kennedy dynasty of English heritage. So I guess he's
So Lee Majors is one of the main characters.
No, he's like number 23 on the list.
Okay,
he's
still alive.
Yeah, yeah, he's still alive. Yeah, he's in a lot of garbage.
He's
in,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, bad stuff,
including but the $6 million.
Yeah, Denzel Washington is one of the main.
Take that, Majors.
FBI agents, and a Gulf War veteran. We got Eva Mendes, Hugo Weaving,
ooh.
Wesley Snipes as a nightclub owner.
Ooh,
BD Wong as a career criminal.
Ooh. Career criminal.
Yeah,
I can believe that.
Yeah, you guys watching this?
Yeah,
I could see Wesley Snipes as a nightclub owner.
I'll watch the first two.
Luis Guzmán.
Mm.
I'll only watch if the dialogue's laid out the way this guy's done it.
Of course, he's writing the whole script.
Yeah. It'd be very, very off-putting. It's kind of like watching, what's that movie with Keanu Reeves and Woody Harrelson where they're that kind of drawn?
I can't remember what it's
called.
Yeah,
it's a Scanner Darkly.
Scanner Darkly.
Yeah, it's like that, but talking. But
Rotoscope the script,
yeah. Whatever that means.
That's a weird way to describe it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Yeah. I get where you're coming from.
It's just all really disjointed cut words. Yeah. Nothing really fits together.
Huh. True Detective Season 3.
Coming soon.
Not coming soon.
Could be that.
Not with him at the helm.
Season 3. Season 3 really could be anything.
I didn't see Season 2.
Me neither.
I did. It was not great. It was okay.
It was good. It was still enjoyable.
I still enjoyed it. Season 1 was just phenomenal.
Colin Farrell and...
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn. Rachel
McAdams. Colin Farrell is very good in it.
He's good in everything, really.
He really turned his career around.
Yeah,
he did. He McConaughey'd.
Yeah.
He's another one of those guys that Family Guy really came after. They came after him and McConaughey. Like all the time, we're just like.
Well, McConaughey was an easy target for a long time. He was trash.
He was trash.
Yeah,
I just need a guy with abs and just get out there and do some acting. You are just terrible. I know, right?
But he is rich.
He's very rich.
He could presumably, if he wanted to, create a $6 million man. Mm. And none of us could.
That's true.
I am a McConaughey fan, though. I will say.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think we're getting sidetracked.
Yes, we are.
Hot take.
You guys going to revisit $6 million Man?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Christ, no.
Yeah.
I will YouTube the Bigfoot episode.
Yeah. You want to check it out?
Yeah. Okay. Full extent of my...
Yeah. Just, that seems... That's our sort of post-episode warm down now. It's just whatever show we've done plus Bigfoot into YouTube. Just see what comes up.
Entourage, Bigfoot.
Probably Captain Planet.
There will be a Bigfoot episode. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah,
does...
Quantum Leap definitely had a Bigfoot episode.
Just taking some style tips from Lee Majors count as revisiting the show, because I could get into flared pants and I could get into unbuttoned safari
shorts.
I reckon
so flared.
Monday morning you're walking into work.
Yep.
Full Majors
stuffed pants.
You never have to take your shoes off. Crush. They're so flared. It's really
You probably can't go in with it's winter, so I assume you'll have the turtleneck under the unbuttoned shirt.
Yeah, good.
Mm.
Just as you open the door.
And a neckerchief.
Turtleneck with the neckerchief.
Yeah.
On Casual Friday.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. It's Casual Friday.
You've got to dress it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no chance. No chance. Yeah.
Definitely. I was very disappointed with the show.
It's so, yeah.
I expected more.
No one wins with $60 million Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wouldn't have thought it would be that badly made.
I think it's just a lot of shows
popular, but just really well known.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't think it'd be like it is, but it does.
Because it's like
that's true.
You a writer for season 3 of True Detective?
I am. Yeah.
That's gold.
Part of the ensemble. Yeah.
It's like you were saying before with just sci-fi just doesn't age very well.
No, it doesn't.
And I think
even like sci-fi shows from 15, 20 years ago look incredibly dated, so let alone 40.
Yeah.
Mm.
The fact that they're getting faxed things and they're the computers, they just talk about computers like there's some crazy high concept sci-fi thing. And now,
I mean, it is refreshing not to see those like shitty visual effects though. They just do whatever they can.
Well, that's true. You push the tank.
It's
exactly. One thing I will give them credit for is the fact that they didn't try and do any crazy effects.
I don't think they had the option, really.
Yeah, I reckon they would have gone for it
if they'd had the ability.
But they had the budget, $6 million for as many episodes as you can get out of that. And they probably spent most of it in the first episode. And then that's why they're trying to stretch out probably the last $100 over the next 4 seasons.
It's the tanning salons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just an electricity bill.
All the budget went to Oscar Goldman's tanning and Lee Majors' flares. But no, I'm glad that we can move on from this because it was pretty bland, not very memorable. I don't think there's no Hall of Fame moments. I think here it's just let's put this cue in the rack.
Big red line through $60 million Man.
Yeah, massive red line. Yeah,
chuck it on the Hall of Bland.
One thing we haven't mentioned though is that it's getting getting rebooted.
Is it really
Marky Mark starring?
What?
You seriously? Are kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Is he? He's actually starring or he's just attached?
I'm pretty sure he's in it.
Is he executive producing
this
it?
Is a film? Why?
No,
why
I think it's a TV show.
Why do they have to remake these things?
I
mean, I know why they do it, but it just sucks.
At some point, while they're making it, they realize that it sucks. That would have happened probably with this show.
Yeah.
Where you just get to the end of the first episode and you're like, oh, fuck, we've absolutely dogged this. Like,
but maybe it is a movie.
Oh, it is $6 billion, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
$6 billion. Yeah. It still doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah, 2020.
$6 billion. Like, you just build a big road for that.
Mark Wahlberg looks fucking weird now. Why is he growing his hair out?
Why is he really?
I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Mark.
He's looking pretty weird in that. Was it Date Night? He's looking pretty weird in that one.
Have you seen his haircut in The Departed? It's really weird. It's like they just plugged the hair on.
Cut it all off and plugged it back in.
So I think it's a movie. Sorry. Okay. $6 billion Man. Starring Mark Wahlberg.
Da, 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 da.
If there's shenanigans when he does everything, then I mean,
yeah, obviously, if you fight Bigfoot, I mean,
like you'd be in a scenario where you'd be watching another film, and you know how you can sometimes hear through the walls to another film where they just have like a really loud sound effect or like an explosion or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so gonna if hear.
If I'm
that.
In the movies in a theater when that's on, in
you're
the
gonna be watching
theater.
Like the latest the latest Richard Linklater or something, and just hear.
And just immediately switch this
go into a trance and just march in.
Start screaming, just PTSD. Okay, I think we should probably wrap things up there on $6 Million Man. So as always, please rate, review and subscribe on iTunes if you can. It helps us go get out, go. Helps us get out there
helps
further.
Helps us go.
It helps us go. It helps me get up in the morning. Jeremy, where can people find us on the online?
We're incompleteseries.com. We're on there. That's our website.
We're the only ones on there.
We're only us.
Nobody else.
Only us. Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not afraid you have a nice conversation with us and Zuckerberg, you know, a bit of a three-way chat.
Yeah, it's always nice.
He's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show.
Yeah. Jump on our Instagram as well. Some fun stuff being posted up there.
Zuck's there as well.
Sidebar, did anyone see that video of him like barbecuing?
No.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Man, it's so weird.
Does he look like a bit
Android,
of a robot?
Yeah, he does. He's a $6 billion man.
he's a weird guy.
So weird. Like him trying to just project human emotion is so, it's so foreign to him.
Have you seen that? There's like an article about how he's like personal photographer that does all these like promo shots and stuff of him out and about, intentionally frames the shots to make him look taller.
That's weird. Like he's asked.
They
for
get
that,
him closer
sure.
to the lens, and they sort of go down a little bit, so it looks like he's towering over the top of them.
He's quite short.
He's 5'6". Like,
but just buy yourself some
don't give a shit.
Longer
like,
legs.
Just don't. Yeah, yeah. Two
anyway,
bionic legs.
So there, and Instagram, which I think is also now a Facebook enterprise, but
it is has been for quite a while. Yeah, you can jump on there, or you can also jump onto Podchaser or iTunes and sling us a review.
And also, if you've got a line to Squarespace, I think it's about time we started doing some reads. So Squarespace, MeUndies, you know, Blue Apron, any of those, if you're listening.
Thomas Farms or
Stamps.com.
Yeah. We want your money. Give us money. Money now.
Me, money, one.
Imagine just getting a package from money. Blue Apron just sent to Australia. It's like everything's just rotten by the time it gets here.
It's probably not going to get...
But under $10 per person per meal, Scott?
Yes.
Can't be that.
That's true. All these great things like...
I'll eat it till I die.
Even if it's all spoiled.
It's going to be after, about 3 days.
Yeah. One singular meal. Die of acute food poisoning. But we can rebuild him.
We have the technology.
Rebuild his stomach. Apply on it.
Yeah, grass. Exactly. And every time Scott is shitting, we hear...
No. All right, I think that's... We'll leave that there. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jez.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you, everybody.